That the Spirit.
Peter Lynham.
How are you going there?
Not bad, mate. Not bad. How are you?
Excellent, and I'm picking that we've still got one or two to go so I can reveal the truth about Santa Claus at a later stage.
Oh, my God. No. Whatever you do, do not say anything more about Santa Claus, mate. We can, it's a fine line up here. We've already rode the shit out of that line, and we can't touch it again.
Oh, right, okay. It'll have to be some other delicacy.
A couple of Christmases ago, we broke a little kid's heart, and ever since then...
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Well, then I think we'd better talk about nativity at some stage, but not today.
Okay.
Not today. I want a much more somber message today. So it's the 40th anniversary, or it was on November the 18th, of the Jonestown Massacre. And I'm feeling that probably your listeners are too young to have any knowledge about the Jonestown Massacre. And yeah, I thought it was time to...
There's a popular band called the Brian Jonestown Massacre, which merges the artist Brian Jones, whom was an original member of the Rolling Stones, and the Jonestown Massacre situation. But yeah. I'm not sure how much of the latter they pull on, but they're definitely into the Rolling Stones.
Yeah, that's true. And it has retained an image in films as well. Mm-hmm. So there's a whole lot of ways in which Jonestown is a bit alive, but it's a sobering tale about the activities of a sectarian group that, in the end, did they murder or did all those 931 people have a voluntary suicide together by taking their cyanide?
It was in Venezuela, wasn't it? Was it in Venezuela?
Yeah. It was in Guyana, in the north of British Guiana, what was the old British Guiana, now Republic of Guyana.
Okay.
And this group from America had brought 1,000 people there to create a revolutionary religious commune.
Mm-hmm.
And so there they had gathered in 1973. And in 1978, there were increasing doubts about them. And a congressman came out to visit them. And shortly after his inspection, he was shot going back to the airport.
He was shot?
He was shot to death, and the entire community was encouraged or probably coerced into drinking these sips of Kool-Aid that were laced with cyanide. Mm. And there's long been a huge debate about why on earth would people take sips of cyanide, you know?
Yeah.
They had done a practice run of this drink, which turned out not to be cyanide-based, a week or two before that. But the bizarre question is, why would any group of 930 people commit suicide together?
Well, we're assuming it's some heavy brainwashing, or, like you say, it's that maybe the drink was considered as some kind of like a blood of Christ situation where they didn't think they were going to die, and then, yeah, I don't know.
It could be, because no one survived.
Mm.
It's very difficult to be sure of what was going through people's minds. Well, actually, not true. There was one or two people, I think, who were picked up from the ugly mess afterwards, but had not died.
Peter, would
you give any consideration to the rumours that are floating around that the CIA killed them?
No, I wouldn't, actually. I mean, I certainly know those stories. There's lots of conspiracy stories that hold the CIA responsible or hold other conspiracists, you know, plotting to do away with the group because of a fear that it was a revolutionary group and it would bring revolution back to the country where it was or back to the States. But no, I don't think so. I think actually it's not that difficult to get into Jim Jones's mind because he talked so much about this notion of a transformed world where there's really, I mean, I don't think the CIA would have been frightened, but I think in some ways he'd set himself up for a crisis that he needed to invoke. And when the congressman shows up, for whatever reason, and that's what we don't quite understand, that seemed to him to be the critical point.
Because they kind of left America to avoid anybody giving them any grief, right, and stuff like that.
Yeah.
We had a texter here saying the practice run of drinking the Kool-Aid was a test run to test the people's loyalty.
Yes.
He'd be quite excited if he saw everyone drinking. He's like, shit, that's going to work tomorrow.
Well, I think that was true in the early stage, that, you know, it was a sign of ultimate loyalty to the cult that you were willing to take a pseudo drink that didn't, and then you discovered you're not getting it.
I've got visions of an aerial shot that I saw, actually, of the whole scenario, and it's just people, like, lying all around, like, this grassy area.
Oh, one of the most frightening photographs that I've ever seen.
It's grim.
An extraordinary sight. And so this is one of the reasons why I think you could reasonably argue that it is murder.
Yeah, well, I mean, were there kids as well? Because that's when...
There were a lot of kids.
That's 100% murder, because, I mean, if you is there a right age to be able to take your own life? I guess that's a big debate with a lot of people.
No, I don't think so. I think these were very young children among the people. And it is an interesting point. One of the things I was reading today noted that the children took the drink first. So when the parents...
Oh, wow.
When the parents saw their children writhing on the ground... I mean, assuming that there was enough time for that to happen. Because, I mean, they had to queue up to get the drink. I'm not sure you would want to survive after that.
Oh, no.
So
anything kind of rivaled it? I mean, I have watched Wild Wild Country as well. That's slipping into a different sort of direction, but a lot more gnarly on American soil.
Yeah. Well, there was this group called Heaven's Gate.
Heaven's Gate,
Yes, and Heaven's Gate was this group of people who were going to be transferred to an outer planet. And there were 61 of them who, in some site in California, did a combined suicide in order to transfer their bodies to an alien space. They believed that they were natural, people from outer space.
Okay,
and following a really most extraordinary person... the Heaven's Gate story is worth looking at. That was Redwood in California.
Right.
And, of course, there might have been the group in Texas, where the cult that they're building burned down. Now, that, I think, could have been a CIA action, because in this case, it was a kind of fiery inferno that set fire through the building.
Yeah.
And it just got out of control. And so
a big shootout and stuff like that?
That's right.
It was full on, one. I actually watched that one. I've seen a documentary on that one.
There's a superb documentary about that. I mean, again, there's a lot of debate about that. There, I think you could argue that the federal board, BATF, probably has their real measure of responsibility, because they hyped up the situation so much that, I mean, the cult maybe had no alternative.
How do you deal with this stuff? How would a government deal with this? Do you just have to sort of go there every once in a while and just touch base and make sure no one's doing anything?
This is why what's of interest to me is why would the CIA send a rep down to, you know, South America for a group of 900 people? Wouldn't they just leave them be down there?
Well, there were real concerns about these were American citizens.
Yeah, who depends on the people.
And that some of them were smuggling out letters saying that Jim Jones was not a good guy and that he was ruining their lives.
Okay.
And so for that reason, the congressman came. It wasn't the CIA, really. It was the congressman, and he was just totally naive.
Was Jim Jones chucking around LSD and stuff? Was that a part of
Yeah. Well, Jim Jones had been an early experimenter with mind-enhancing drugs. Because he believed in a kind of revolutionary religion. I mean, it's really intriguing. And he chose Guyana, partly because it was isolated, but partly because also it was into socialist experiments.
Right.
So there was a whole story whereby, I mean, he didn't take them there to kill them, I don't think. But at some point, the experiment was not succeeding. And the whole thing was due to collapse.
Yeah.
And maybe he could only hold the community together by killing them all.
Well, I don't want to draw correlations, but there are cases when people, you know, like a father of a family will commit suicide and kill everybody else. I mean, there'll be a similarity there of him not bearing to, you know, like when you think you're in control of everything, you can't, I don't know, it's...
Yes, and this is where we can't necessarily see him the mind of mass murderers.
That's probably for the best.
That is probably for the best. And yet, it is intriguing that at the time of the massacre, Waco murder, there were lots of kind of cult experts who were called in to tell them what to do. But at the crucial point, the government just ignored them all.
Right.
Because there was pressure to bring about an end to the siege.
Mm.
And that's what led to the crisis.
Okay, well, hopefully we haven't given anybody any summer ideas. And,
no. And we promised you more cheer for next week.
Yeah, Christmas spirit next week.
Right on.
Hey, Peter, thank you very much. It's always fantastic to talk to you. And we'll check in next week.
Good. Thank you.
Bye-bye.